another worldwide godcast of Universal Uttering. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we look at Matthew 5. Our practice today is in verses 38 through 42. We speak of humility. You have learned that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one to him as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand him your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go with him for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on the one who wants to borrow. Reflecting on scripture quotes from Matthew 5, verses 38 through 42 today, offers a profound lesson in humility, a virtue that is often misunderstood as weakness, but is in truth an extraordinary strength. These verses are a part of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, where he provides radical teachings about how to live a life that reflects God's love and righteousness. The passage begins with Jesus addressing the old law. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But this principle of justice that aimed to limit retribution to an equal measure. But Jesus introduces a radical departure from this norm. He says, but I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them and offer the other cheek also. This statement is revolutionary, suggesting that the response to aggression should not be more aggression, but rather an act of humility and peace. Humility in this context is not about becoming a doormat or allowing oneself to be mistreated indefinitely. Instead, it is about recognizing the power of restraint and the impact of choosing a different path. By turning the other cheek, one demonstrates an inner strength and a commitment to peace that can disarm hostility and pave the way for reconciliation. Jesus continues with more examples. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. These teachings emphasize the importance of going beyond what is required or expected, embodying a spirit of generosity and selflessness. In a world that often values pride and self-assertion, these teachings call for a countercultural mindset. Humility involves a conscious decision to put others' needs before your own and to respond to challenges with grace and compassion. It is about recognizing our own limitations and the inherent worth of every person, even those who may wrong us. By reflecting on these verses, we are invited to examine our own lives and attitudes. Do we seek revenge when wronged, or do we strive for peace and reconciliation? Are we willing to go the extra mile for others, even when it is inconvenient? True humility requires a deep trust in God's justice and a commitment to living out His love in every action and interaction. In conclusion, the teachings from Matthew 5:38 through 42 challenge us to embrace humility as a powerful and transformative force to live peace, passion, and purpose of life eternal, where grace will always be kind, a light divine. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Teach me true humility, Lord. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan. son-in-law Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Teach her humility, Lord. And our prayers for our niece Brittany continue. We pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-filled. Living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from a study of Matthew 5. It's verses 38 through 42. That's the title of a five-stanza ongoing poem. You've heard it said, an eye for an eye, but I tell you, don't resist an evil guy. If someone slaps you on the cheek so square, turn the other, show love and care. If someone sues to take your shirt, let them have your coat, avert the hurt. If compelled to go a mile, go two, show them kindness as Jesus taught you. Give to those who ask, don't turn away. From those who borrow, do not sway. For love is stronger than any might, in peace and grace find true delight. Bless those who curse you, pray for the foes. In giving mercy, the heart truly grows. By these actions, let your light shine, reflecting the love that is divine. Let your heart be full of grace, in every step, in every place. Follow the words from the Most High. In love and mercy, abide, don't deny. Amen. I am Thomas Show Cruz Wiggins. It's June 17, 2024. Recording this morning early with the angels, 4:49 today. Special prayer intentions this morning. I have something going on that's very, very important to me. We're looking forward to an opportunity. We continue to seek the will of God in all things. We have been looking at this for some time now and just avoiding a need that God has for humanity. And I'm lifting up that need today. So we ask the Lord for special prayer intentions today as we close at 7:44 in Jesus' name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. Humility.